You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Billie Eilish opens up about having a body double and wanting to have kids. Vince Staples says he made dance music before Drake and Beyonce. And we have information on your entire KCON lineup. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Wednesday, June 22nd. Billie Eilish went actual 007 at Coachella with a body double. And she has some strong words on the idea of having kids. Let's run it down.
I'm happier than ever.
The Happier Than Ever singer revealed during her appearance on Apple Music One's The Matt Wilkinson Show that she used one of her backup dancers as a decoy while attending Coachella this year, stating, "The beginning of Coachella, I had a body double, one of my dancers. I dressed her up in a show look that I had worn before. We got a black wig and we put buns in it, and we gave her a mask and sunglasses, and she wore my shoes and my socks. A covert queen," she continued. "I put her up at the back of the stage and she stood there while the lights went on and everybody thought it was me. And nobody ever knew it wasn't me. Literally nobody knew. And while she's up there, I put on a big black coat and a traffic vest and a hood and just glasses. I am shook." And she also opened up to Sunday Times Magazine about her goal of becoming a parent. She said, "I would rather die than not have kids. I need them." Girl, I couldn't agree more.
She's calling my name. So come on, baby, let's stop.
Oh, baby, baby, you won't break my soul. You won't break my soul.
Both Drake and Beyonce have dropped massive house and dance-inspired music in the last couple days, and the culture is saying they're beginning a shift in sound for the summer. Well, Vince Staples is saying not so fast, and we're running it down.
I did that 2017 zombie, but yeah, man, like
what did a dance album?
Oh, that Big Fish theory.
Vince stopped by the Joe Budden podcast to say he did dance music in 2017 and was given a hard time for it.
Boy, yeah, right, yeah, right, yeah, right. Boy, yeah.
Do you hear any similarities? Well, he went on to say music these days is just blending.
Kind of pushing everything in the same little bubble.
All right, don't say anything else. You depress me.
No.
No, he's right.
It's blending everything together.
Yeah, it's true.
KCON 2022 is approaching and the lineup just grew. It's out of this world. NCT Dream and Luna are headed to the 10-year anniversary of the event taking place in Los Angeles. Also just announced are groups like ATEEZ.
Hey, don't stop, Benchana, Uri, around and, round,
and previously announced one of my personal faves, ENHYPEN. This year's iteration will take place from August 19th through August 21st at the Los Angeles Convention Center and Crypto.com Arena. Fans looking for more details about KCON and tickets in the coming weeks can visit KCONUSA.com. That's going to do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.